Joining us now, as I mentioned, very happy to introduce my next guest. Spending time in Washington, D.C., very tough place to be these days. Senator Tommy Tuberville is on the line. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jeff. And by the way, congratulations. Your life has changed with the little one coming on. So congratulations.
I appreciate it. That is by no means an understatement. It has It has really, 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 really changed. But I do appreciate it. Well, let's kick it off here. We were talking a little off air. For the listeners, some have probably spent some time in D.C. over the years, but right now, when you're up there, and everything is kind of shut down right there around the Capitol Hill. Talk a little bit about what that looks like right now.
Understatement, shut down. I live about 100 yards from my office. I actually bought a house next to Mitch McConnell, having a lot of it reworked. It's only a little over 1,000 square feet, so that's kind of a small place, but that's all you need. But it's a war zone. I never seen anything like it. My dad was in military forever and National Guard, and we've had 25,000 National Guard people there for, I guess, now going on 3 weeks. I think we're down maybe under 10,000 now, but we have 20 miles of razor wire fence all the way around all the buildings, Capitol, the Senate buildings, and these guys and girls have been sleeping outside my office on the floor. You know, we'd take candy out to them, popcorn, and they've been eating MREs. It's a shame. They were treated badly. Not that they were abused or anything. It's just there was no planning on how you going to sleep that many people. And they're walking around with M5s and M16s. And it is very different. I talked to the Alabama troops that were up there. We took pictures and ran into a lot of them. Every time I'd walk by National Guard, hey, where are you from? I'm from Tennessee. Where are you from? You know, we had troops from all 50 states. We spent millions of the taxpayers' dollar on this. And this, I guess this came from Nancy Pelosi because she dropped the ball on, she's the head of security for the Capitol. And of course, she ain't gonna take any blame for anything. But they're all there, and I think they're gonna stay probably through the State of the Union address. But they don't need to be there. I mean, Capitol Police obviously were overwhelmed. Unfortunately, that was a tragedy of what happened, and a lot of conservative Republicans were involved in this, and that was wrong. It put the Republican Party set us back a good ways for what happened here. I don't know who else was involved, but they had no business coming in that Capitol. That was my first day on the floor. And, yep, I'm sitting there watching this. And, of course, Vice President Pence was leading the Senate. We're on the vote for confirming President Biden. And all of a sudden, about 7 or 8 guys run in and grab the vice president and drag him out. And, you know, I'm kind of looking around going, you know, my first day here, that don't look right. And all of a sudden, you started hearing gunshots. Or whatever it was big claps, maybe tear gas or whatever, people screaming and hollering. And then they told us that the Capitol had been breached and they got us out of there. We never saw anybody. They got us out. We went to a bunker for 5 hours and gave me a chance to meet a lot of the other senators. We was all together in a small place. So unfortunately, that happened. And that it was dead wrong. People are going to go to jail and should go to jail for what they did, breaking windows in our nation's house and putting people in harm's way. One girl lost her life as she got shot, and one Capitol policeman got hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. And then you had a couple that had heart attacks, and that really disappointed me in how the people handle that. But it's what it is, and it's kind of like in a football game. We fumbled 3 or 4 times in a row there as Republicans, and now we got to fight back. Because they're using it against us every day with all these troops and the razor wire. And, you know, Republicans are bad and, you know, we want to take over the world. I mean, it's just, but we'll come back. We just got to keep a positive attitude and work for the people of this country.
Coach, let's move on. Maybe a little bit happier note here. You're working with your colleagues, two across the aisle, Senator Shelby here in Alabama, John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock, the two U.S. senators from Georgia now, a resolution to honor Hank Aaron. Speak on that, if you would.
Yeah, Hank was born in Mobile. Most people probably know that. He moved around. But I can remember like yesterday when he hit that home run and ran around the bases and people grabbing at him and all that. And, of course, that would never happen today with all the security. But we need, you know, I was the two new senators from Georgia called and asked if I'd get aboard, and we did, and we made a resolution to honor him, his life, and Senator Shelby, and I think it's great. I really do. And of course, he's a big part of the history of sports, and just glad we could do that.
Yeah, glad he's being recognized in that arena as well. Some other things. The Biden administration executive order, and I know they've come fast and furious here in his first week or and a half or so being in office, but the one I think that's got a lot of attention down here particularly is deals with energy, extraction of energy, Keystone Pipeline, things of that nature. It's just going to have a broad impact on the population.
A huge impact. But he told everybody. And the people that voted for him knew that this was going to happen. And just always remember, you know, you're going to get what you vote for. And so, Cindy Loomis, I've co-sponsored a bill with her for trying to get back leases for federal land for energy and minerals. And so we put that one up, and Cindy's a good friend. She's going in with me, and I think that was awesome. But folks, you're getting ready to see prices jump. They are coming after oil. They're coming after coal. They're coming after anything other than wind and solar. And then they're going to put billions into that, which last time we all figured out, Solyndra, all those folks went bankrupt. They lost billions of taxpayers' dollars. And climate change is number one on the list. It ought to be the pandemic. But for some reason there, you know, they want to save the world. And, you know, we're all in for climate change. We're all making things better every day. But this energy bill that they're pushing through is going to be a detriment to everybody in this. And because we're going to have to lean on Saudi Arabia, Iran, you know, the AIPAC again. And so it's just unfortunate.
Coach, something else, I guess it's just kind of overshadowing everything going on in Washington, D.C., is this impeachment of Trump, and he's out of office, and there's these constitutional questions. You, 44 of your other Republican colleagues voted against impeachment. Speak on where you are on impeachment right now.
Yeah, that's not going to pass. They just ran this through. They hate Donald Trump, and they're trying to embarrass him. They think they can keep him from running for president again, but that's not going to happen. They didn't have any witnesses, no due process in the House. They just ran it through in 53 hours, which is a record even for these Democrats. And so they brought the articles down, and Rand Paul did a good job of bringing it up. Said, let's, you know, hey, we can't impeach a citizen. I mean, this guy's not president. That's not in the Constitution. We voted on it 45 to 55, which shows you that, you know, they got to have 67 votes. But February the 8th or 9th, whenever that is, we're going to sit there and listen to them. And go through this debacle when we need to be working on the pandemic, getting money to the small businesses, people that need money. It's like anything else. It seems like we're doing something on something else when we got a lot of other things to help the taxpayers and the citizens of this country. But we dropped the ball. I'm not surprised because of their hatred for Donald Trump. But they're going to do anything they possibly can, but they're going to fail on this. But we're going to waste week, 2 weeks of trying to help the American people, get back on their feet from this pandemic.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're fully aware, but I would have to think a new president, first 100 days, is going to be very, very ambitious. But it sounds like, you know, going into February, you're going to lose. If you're the Biden administration, they're going to lose a lot of ground dealing with impeachment instead of whatever left of center policies they're trying to promote.
Yeah, I went to the inauguration. I sat in front of him. Tucker, my son, went, and we sat by Christopher Wray, FBI director, John Kerry, who's, I think he's running the country, to be honest with you. He's supposedly the climate change guru, but him and Biden are real close. These executive orders now, he's leading with an ink pen is all he's doing. He's playing king. And so, he's done five times more than Barack Obama in the first week and Trump did, in there for five times. And he's probably going to get close to 50, which is ridiculous because he's just bypassing us. But he's got the House and the Senate. I think he's got everything at his disposal. And if you don't put it as a law and you make an executive order, the next president is going to change it back. But he's putting a lot of people in harm's way with immigration, stopping the wall. You know, when I wrote an op-ed yesterday in Washington, one of the newspapers, Examiner, Washington Examiner, about women, sports. You know, it's done better than any time ever because of interest. And now he's going to allow young boys to shower, dress, and play in women's sports. And you're talking about a game changer now. You're going to have young girls that's not going to get in athletics because of that. And I do not understand that whatsoever. There's a lot of things I don't understand about what they're doing, but we're going to have to fight, you know. They change in the rules very quickly. We just got to make sure we stay up with it and stay on top of it and keep fighting for the American people and the people of Alabama.
Joined by Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Got a couple more minutes with him here before we have to let him go. Coach, I know this is a very important issue to a lot of people around the state. It's the abortion issue. I guess you're taking some steps to kind of get in front of it, the taxpayer funding aspect of it, and obviously the thing that's always kind of on the docket in these legislative bodies, taking a pain-capable abortion approach to legislation. Talk about your efforts on that front.
Well, Senator Graham, and I'm co-sponsoring it, has come up with a law it's the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, and basically says after 20 weeks, you're done. Can't think about it. Of course, you shouldn't do it even before that, but we're trying to get to a point where they're not having abortion for kids that's pretty much already formed in the womb. So that's one of them. And hey, they love abortion. There's not a handful of Christians on that side. You can't be a Christian. Joe Biden, I don't know where he's coming from. He says he's a Christian, but he's for killing millions of babies every year. But he does that to get elected. That's what these guys like Joe Biden and career politicians, they just say what they want people to hear on that side to get votes. But I'll tell you what, this abortion thing, Senator Wicker is coming up with, I co-sponsored a bill with him. Also, he's from Mississippi, not giving taxpayers money to people for abortion. I help co-sponsor that. That'll be a good bill. But again, we're just trying to put things out there where hopefully something will stick. But again, you know, the people of this country voted for Joe Biden and voted for 50 senators from the Democratic side. They got control. They control the House. And like I said, we have got to do our homework. We got to fight like heck. And people got to understand where we're at. And we are not going to just stand there and take it. It's not going to happen. We're going to fight back every day to try to make this country, this state and this country better.
Coach, got to leave it there, but we appreciate it. Stay safe up there in D.C. And all points in between, and we'll do this again real soon.
Everybody take their vaccine. I took mine, my last one yesterday. Take your vaccine, folks. I want to go to football and basketball in person next year. I don't want to watch it on TV. Let's take our vaccine. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Well said. Thanks for coming on, Coach. United States Senator Tommy Tuberville.